With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage with a key procedural vote that has gained approval. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the package is the product of a divided government.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations. And so we look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate. So we're happy to provide that.
Meanwhile, GOP Texas Congressman Chip Roy says the speaker went back on his word.
Speaker Johnson said in January, if President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin with defending America's national security. We want to get the border closed and secured first. To that, I say amen. And where is that, Speaker Johnson?
The final votes on the package are expected on Saturday. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukraine's forces may have downed one of Russia's strategic bombers. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's Air Force is claiming it shot down a Russian bomber plane, but Moscow officials say the plane crashed on Friday in a sparsely populated area due to a malfunction after a combat mission. Neither claim could be independently verified. Meanwhile, officials say Russian missiles struck cities in the central Dnipro region of Ukraine, killing 8 people, including a 14-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy, and injuring close to 30. The Russian assault hit urban areas as well as train infrastructure in the Dnipro region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow is ahead 196 points, but the Nasdaq losing 232. This is SRN News. A new poll asked Americans about abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The numbers come from Rasmussen Reports, and they indicate that 53% of likely voters describe themselves as pro-choice versus 37% who are pro-life and 10% who say they aren't sure. The survey also reveals that 66% of respondents do not believe that abortion should be legal in the final 3 months of pregnancy. The Biden administration supports legal abortion up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minority Christians will be watching closely as national elections take place in India over the coming 6 weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party are expected to win, which would be bad news for Christians. During Modi's 10 years in office, persecution of believers has soared and become increasingly violent. Voting in India begins today. This is SRN News. The tempers in the Windy City are soaring. Members of Chicago's black community say the needs of recently arrived migrants are being put ahead of their needs. Correspondent Donna Warder with the update.
Reverend Chauncey Brown of Second Baptist Church of Maywood says migrants are being dropped off in the middle of underserved neighborhoods.
It's unfair both to the communities, but also unfair to the humanity that is forced into these neighborhoods.
Richard Wallace is Executive Director of Equity and Transformation.
When black people say we want parks, that doesn't mean that we don't want X for migrants. When black people say we want jobs, that does not mean that we're saying we don't want jobs for migrants.
Chicago already has spent more than $300 million of city, state, and federal funds to provide housing, health care, and education to more than 38,000 migrants. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.